the Record on KUOW. Seattle author Garth Stein is best known for writing a mega hit book. The Art of Racing in the Rain has sold tens of millions of copies around the world. The story, narrated by a dog, has been translated into more than 24 languages and even adapted into a stage play. So when you have success like that, how do you top it? Or do you even try? Garth Stein's new novel is a ghost story set in Seattle. It's also a story about families and family history. Garth Stein told Marcy Silman that A Sudden Light actually started out as a play.
We had one production of it in Los Angeles, and it was kind of exciting in a small little theater and got some good reviews and stuff, but I could tell that it was flawed. And I knew I was going to have to really work on it to make it happen. And then I had this idea about a book narrated by a dog, and I got a little distracted. But when it came time to write my next book, after The Art of Racing in the Rain, I wanted to go back to these characters and work with them more and really kind of fill out what the background was.
The Riddell family is sort of a timber baron family, one of the founding families, and they live in a wealthy enclave, a little bit like the Highlands in northwest Seattle. And it's fictional, totally fictional. Maybe there are ghosts up there. I don't really know. But it is a bit of history of Seattle. How much was that important to you? Could this have been set anywhere, or is this something that's specific to where you live?
Well, it's specific to where I live in the sense that I grew up in an area called Innis Arden, which is just north of the Highlands. You know, my mother always said we grew up on the dark of the Innis Arden. We didn't have a view of the mountains. We just had a view of trees. And across the street from our house was Hidden Creek. And me and my buddies used to go down there. We'd spend our summers. You know, they didn't have cell phones in those days. And we'd go down there. They did have books of matches. As you recall, every house had a giant bowl with matchbooks from every restaurant.
Yep.
And so we'd go down in the summer days and we'd burn stuff, you know.
Okay.
And so while we were like kind of, you know, not getting into trouble or making mischief, we could look up through the trees and you could see what we called it, the Boeing Mansion. I don't even know which house it actually was, but that area all had been owned by Bill Boeing at some time. So I really was interested in that, I guess, since my youth. And I also love the whole concept of the history of Seattle is so compact. You know, 1851, before 1851, there were no white people here. Right. And after 1851, there were white people here. So we can start the clock. And I love the way Seattle developed from being, you know, really sort of a cowboy town, you know, gunslinger town and then the late 19th century when money from the East started to move back here. And we needed to get a little more refined. We needed a golf course, which was the Seattle Golf Club. We needed an opera house. We needed a symphony. And so I love tracing that sort of history.
I'm talking to Garth Stein. His new book is called A Sudden Light, and you'll have to read it to find out why it's called that. Why ghosts?
Well, I like sort of looking beyond. I like looking underneath things and beyond things and maybe trying to see the things that aren't necessarily visible. We're allowed to do that in fiction. All of my fiction, this is my fourth book, with the exception of my second book, which was pretty realistic. All my stuff has a little bit of supernatural or...
Well, I'm nodding at you because, in fact, your huge mega hit is a book narrated by a person reincarnated as a dog.
That's right.
So what does that let you do to put that supernatural aspect into things?
Well, you see, a book isn't, a novel isn't supposed to be a documentary experience, right?
No.
What it's supposed to do is take the parts and arrange them in an order so that we as readers can empathize with the characters and we can learn from their mistakes and from their successes. And then we can sort of apply that to our own lives. So in a sense, when I'm writing a novel, I'm not trying to portray a piece of life, but to provoke the reader into thinking about things a little bit differently.
You mentioned that this started off as a play and you thought that it needed work. Why not work it out as a play? Why change it into a piece of fiction?
That's a good question. And I actually have an answer for that.
Okay, good.
Theater, I love theater. I always did theater when I was young and grew up in Seattle, you know, the Rep and Empty Space and ACT Theater and the whole deal. Mm. And I worked for a Broadway producer in New York for a while. Theater is about the immediacy of the drama. It's taking place on stage, characters interacting and coming into conflict with each other. With a novel, we have the ability to unravel that and to go back and fill out the history of how we got to the now. So if theater is the now, a novel lets me get the history of the now. And that's why I really wanted to drill down into it. And it was really quite a drilling. I mean, it was a long process.
And well, you put it aside for the years that you were working on something else and came back to it. But there are a lot of layers to this because, in fact, I think it's four generations.
Yeah.
Right? Four generations or five maybe.
I think Trevor's the fifth.
Trevor's the fifth. So five generations of this family, and we're sort of, through the magic of novel, we're drifting back and forth.
Right. Yeah, and that's really the ability to do that is what I wanted to do. And there are different ways. You know, there is supernatural. There's a ghost in there. But there's also journals that he finds. You know, this is an old house. It's this old gigantic mansion, which I sort of based on, at least in my mind. I don't know if they could really do this, but I had seen this picture of the forestry pavilion in the Alaska Yukon Pacific Exposition in 1909. And it's made of these giant trees as columns and pillars. And so that's what I had imagined, this massive house with hallways that run the length of and doors that open, and no one has opened these doors in decades.
It's a little Gothic.
Yes. Yes, that was exactly. It's Northwest Gothic.
Northwest Gothic. You mentioned, and we mentioned, because nobody can talk about you without talking about this mega hit that you wrote, The Art of Racing in the Rain. And I wonder what kinds of challenges it poses for you or any other writer when something is such a huge hit and then you're ready to sit down and write something else.
Well, I think there are always expectations. People love Enzo the dog and would love more of Enzo. But, you know, my books are thematically pretty consistent. But they have a lot of different, you know, my first was a supernatural thriller in Alaska. My second was a rock and roll book in Seattle, and then the dog book, and now
the tree book.
The tree book. But thematically, they're all pretty, you know, you can see the arc. I can see the arc to them. So I guess my hope is that my readers will say, well, we didn't just like The Art of Racing in the Rain because there was a dog in it. We liked it because of the thought. Fullness of it and what was behind it, and that maybe we'll find that again in A Sudden Light.
I wanted to ask a bit about your theater half of you. I know that The Art of Racing in the Rain was adapted by Bookit Theater, yeah. But are you still writing for theater?
I haven't. I only wrote the one play, and I wrote a short play as well. I'd like to write more for theater. I really love it. I'd like to really go in depth and workshop something and really work with actors. I think that the theater benefit, you know, you can't just secrete yourself in the room and just put your head down. You have to really see how it comes alive and work with actors, which it would be a fun process.
Do you have a forum or somebody's that you bounce your work off of?
Well, generally, it's my wife, and she usually bounces it off of me. In other words, she hits me in the head with the manuscript after I've given it to her, and she says, what were you thinking?
Really?
Yeah, she's my best editor, but she's no sweetheart about it. She's pretty, she doesn't hold back.
So how long did you spend writing A Sudden Light?
I started writing it in 2009, so.
This version that was published.
Well, I wrote for about 2.5 years a version that was just research. I wrote the entire back history of the Riddell family, thinking that was my novel. It wasn't my novel. The novel was the now, right? I just had to write all that stuff so I would know what the now was about.
Are ancestors of some of Seattle's timber families going to read this and say, aha?
I cobbled things together, but I didn't want to make it anyone in particular that could be
identified. It's not like the Blodell family thinly veiled.
No. You see, I didn't want them all because I want them all to be fighting over taking credit for my my characters. So
that's Seattle author Garth Stein, his new novel called A Sudden Light. If you'd like to hear Garth talk more about it, he's going to be up at Third Place Books in Lake Forest Park. That'll be on October 7th at 7 p.m. Mark your calendar. This is The Record on KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.